Hey there, welcome to another Truth Talk where we have real, raw, and honest conversations about life. We are going to be continuing the conversation about how to study the Bible, and this week is particularly talking about the different types of writing. Now, before I get started, I wanted to remind you that you can get a free copy of the Know Your Worth study by heading to the link in the show notes below. At the time of this recording, we're doing a whole session in season, basically throughout the month of December, on the study itself. I've been getting asked a lot of questions. Hey, Jess, when are you going to release Know Your Worth study? And I really felt it on my heart to release this for free. But if you want to grab my book, Know Your Worth, as well, I'll be sure to include that in the show notes below. If you want to go through that first, then go through the study, or you can do them together, or you can do one or the other. I did not create the study so that it would go together. I really wanted it to be individual, or so that it could go alongside the book. So you can head to the show notes, you can grab the book, but you can also grab the free study. And at the time of this recording, if it's in December that you're listening to this in 2020, it will be on the wait list. It's coming in January for you to have, and I cannot wait. If you're already listening in January, go ahead and grab your study. It's there for you, and I can't wait to see how God moves through you. Before we get talking about the types of writing, I wanted to talk about the meta-narrative, and that was something that was really big for me to be able to see how God was moving throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, and understanding what the meta-narrative meant. It really changed how I went to the Bible as well. I wasn't going to the Bible just to, hey, God, tell me about me. When I started to go to the Bible to say, hey, God, who are you? Because again, if we're made in his image, when I know him, then I will indirectly know myself. The Greek prefix meta means beyond, and narrative means story. So that means that meta narrative means beyond the story. And when we think about, you know, reading the Bible, it really is looking at the big story, the overarching story behind all the other stories found in Scripture. And we can see that God is the main character of the entire story. So every book, story, Scripture is all about him. And it's anything apart from him is not him. Now that we know a little bit about the meta-narrative, which we it's the big story, it's the overarching story throughout the entire book of the Bible, which is then we can look at it individually as, where is God in this story? Where is God in this book? Let's start with the writing of the law. People typically will say that this is the first five books of the Bible, and they are also known as the books of the law because they contain the law and instruction that was given by the Lord through Moses to the people of Israel. See, the books of the law, they will help us understand our need for redemption. And I know that reading through those books can be really hard and confusing and overwhelming. But when we read through the law, we can also see how God is beginning to call us to conform to his image. So when you're reading through those first five books of the Bible, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, it's important that we don't just look at God through a lens of hate as this God of just casting down people. It's really, again, he's a God of love. And so when we look through the Scripture, we have to view the word through love and not through hate, condemnation, or a terrible God, because he's always a good God and his ways are higher than our ways. I'm going to challenge you as you go through that to see, okay, where is God? Where is the story of redemption and restoration? We can see the fall, and I will continue to talk about that a little bit later, but let's go ahead and get into the second type of writing, which is poetry. You will read through books of the Old Testament that are filled with, you know, praises, hymns, prophecy, lamentation, and these are really the books that talk about human experiences of God's people, and they're under different experiences of their earthly life. We can see that in Psalms. I mean, whew, Psalms is a really beautiful place where we see just hymns and we see lamentation of just the sorrow and, you know, David and the writers calling up to God and asking for help and being real and honest. That's just one example. It's a beautiful, but those experiences are still interpreted to us by the Spirit, and they're written by holy men of God as the Spirit moved through them. The third type of writing is wisdom literature, and these are really the books in the Bible that reveal our continuous need for redemption. You will often see the hearts of the writers in the wisdom literature. The wisdom shows us that, you know, God's values, and he responds to a multitude of questions and prayers through wisdom literature. And the most amazing thing is that we can take comfort that no experience in our lives, whether wonderful or terrible, can ever place us outside the love and understanding of a gracious God. So these books, we read about God, we read questions about God, humanity, suffering, and the nature of evil and suffering. Now, the fourth type of writing is prophecy. And reading the books of prophecy reminds us that God is faithful to his word. So what he says, he will do. And prophecy really points us to the meta narrative, the big story, the overarching story of what God is going to be doing and what he is doing with his people. The prophets were men raised up by God in times of the abandonment of beliefs in Israel. They were really revivalists and patriots speaking on behalf of God to the nation's heart and conscience. So let's think about that. If they were just speaking truth into the future that they did not know. And the prophetic messages really have two pieces to them to be aware of. First, that which was local and for the prophet's time. And second, which was predictive of the divine purpose in the future. As you begin reading throughout the Bible, you'll see, of course, the four types of writings, but there's also four types of themes. There's four different themes that you will see within the writings and throughout the entire Bible, and that is creation, fall, redemption, and restoration. And as you begin to spend your time with the Lord, no matter what book or chapter you are in, I want you to think about, how does this fit into the meta narrative, the big story? And when I began to understand more about, okay, this is addressing creation, this is addressing the fall, this is, you know, our fall is that sin nature of us, then we can see redemption and God restoring his people and just restoration as well. And I think it's important that we begin to really open our eyes to what is really happening. And a lot of the people in the Bible that we look up to, their character, how we see God's story play out in them and throughout the line for Jesus to be able to come through the lineage, it really makes things come alive. And just beginning to ask yourself, you know, is this addressing creation? And we can see in Genesis 1:2, where it talks about in the beginning, God. The story begins with God, not us. And he created the world and it was very good. And we see that, like I said, in Genesis 1:2. Then we can go, well, is this addressing the fall? And when Adam and Eve ate the fruit in the garden, that is when the fall began. We refer to their choice as the fall. And because they represented all of humanity, their actions affected us as well. At the fall, we became enemies of God, and it resulted in separation with physical and spiritual death. If you're thinking about redemption now, if we're looking at redemption in the Bible, God set into motion a plan for redeeming his world and his people right from the beginning. So it was the reconciliation between him and us, and that was Jesus, right? We are now people that get to go out into the world and reconcile people to the Father. We have a ministry of reconciliation, and that is what he came to do. He came to redeem us. He came to restore the relationship so that we may no longer be a sinner or have a sin nature. We have a sin habit, but we do not have a sin nature. And he came to deliver us from being a slave to Satan into a child of God. You know, he comes to renew the world and restore his people. The grand narrative of Scripture climaxes with the death and resurrection of Jesus. That's a really beautiful thing to think about. The last theme that you can think about is this addressing restoration? God, you know, he promised to renew the whole world, and the Bible gives us a peek into this glorious future of what that was going to look like. The restoration of all things will take place in two ways. Christ will return to judge sin and evil, and he will usher in righteousness and peace. God will then purge this world of evil once and for all. To kind of give you an idea of what this could look like, I'll share one story. Some passages of Scripture can include many different ones, but for example, the story of Noah is a story of redemption. You know, God creating a new beginning for his people, right? He flooded the earth, but also with Noah, we see that the fall. We see the fall. We see sin in Noah. When Noah has a night where he lives shamelessly, I should say, lies shamelessly, drunk and naked in his tent. So there will be passages of Scripture where you will be able to see different parts of the big picture inside of, so we have the meta narrative, then we have types of writings, and then we can see in those types of writings the different themes, again, which is, you know, creation, fall, redemption, and restoration. And Noah is just one of those examples where we see the story of redemption to the world. Again, when, you know, God flooded the earth, everything became new. And then we see Noah also at the fall with his sin, and he lies shamelessly drunk and naked in his tent, and his sons come and cover him up. No matter where you are in your journey with the Bible or your relationship with the Father, I just wanted to be able to provide different thoughts, different ideas, different ways to study, different things to think about as you continue to dig deeper. And the more I began to know, right? I mean, all throughout Proverbs, it talks about understanding and knowledge and using that and applying wisdom and having wisdom. You know, Solomon asked for wisdom. And the more I read through Proverbs, I just keep asking the Father, like, Father, give me wisdom and be able to make the decisions and have understanding and have not just information, but be able to meditate on the Word of God so that it really penetrates my heart and my soul. And that is really all I wanted to share with you today. I do not want to give you too much information at once. You can head to the show notes to kind of get a little bit of a breakdown, but you'll want to download the entire study so that you get all of the studying tips together in a flow so that it all goes together and it doesn't feel so broken up. But again, we talked about the types of writing, the meta-narrative, and the different types of themes. I would love to know if this is helping you, encouraging you. Come hang out with me on Instagram, Jessica Hoddle. Send me a direct message, or you can just leave a podcast review, leave a rating and review on the podcast. Let me know how this series is encouraging you, or if you just have any questions, I am here. Do not, if you're like, what did she just say? I don't understand. What does that mean? Listen, I am here for you. So come hang out with me on Instagram, or you can leave a rating and review. Again, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for coming to hang out with me, as sometimes I just fumble over my words trying to get them out. Sometimes I get really excited to share this information with you guys because it has opened my eyes and it has encouraged my heart. And one, it makes me realize how much growth I have too. And that's a really good thing. So let's honor growth. Let's honor new things that we're learning, and let's learn to be kind to ourselves in this process of studying the Bible and learning more about who you are as you learn more about who He is. And I will see you guys on Instagram and throughout the study. Have you ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough? If so, then my book, Know Your Worth, is for you. It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, relationships, or finances. You will discover gems to apply to your own life as I take you through my journey of how I was able to overcome pain by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but God. In my book, Know Your Worth, I will show you how to stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain, how to refuse to settle for anything less than God's best for your life, and how to recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go to jessicahoddle.com/books to get a copy of Know Your Worth today.